Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Do you like to make things like paper airplanes or maybe paper dolls? What do you need to make those things? Probably all you need is scissors, paper, and maybe some tape or glue. But what if you had nothing at all? No paper, no scissors, nothing. Could you make anything? No, but God can. Only God can create something out of nothing. The very first verse of the very first chapter of the very first book of God's Word, the Bible, says this: In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What were the materials God used to create the heaven and the earth? Nothing. Nothing but the Word of God. God spoke, and the heaven and the earth came into being. Many people say, that's impossible. And they do not believe God's Word, the Bible. They think that our universe and all that is in it came from a great explosion, followed by various processes. But that leads to more and more questions about the source of all the gases and things needed for the explosion. We know that explosions destroy things. Explosions make things out of order. So how could order come from disorder? It takes a lot of faith to believe that our wonderful world, full of order and design, could come from an explosion. Just as a nice wristwatch or clock shows clear evidence of an intelligent designer, so our amazing world shows evidence of a brilliant designer. That brilliant designer is our true and living God. He must have thought it was very important for us to know how he created the world, for he told us right in the beginning of his word. The Bible says that at first the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Was it light from the sun? No, it wasn't. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So what did God create the very first day of his creation week? Night and day. The second day, God made sky and clouds. The Bible says he made the sky to divide the waters above from the waters on the earth. The third day, God spoke, and the waters on the earth were gathered together to make the oceans. And God made the dry land appear. Then God spoke, and the dry land was covered with beautiful grass and plants and bushes and trees of all kinds. Our very wise Creator also planned for all the plants and trees to have fruit and seed, so that each plant would reproduce after its kind. Watermelons would produce more watermelons. Apples would produce more apples, and so forth. How could God do all these wonderful things? Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We can see the things God created, but we can't see how he did it. But as his creation, we can have faith. We can believe what our Creator says about it. He spoke, and it happened. Here's another question. Why was God creating all these things? And the answer is, for you. Yes, God was preparing the world for his most special creation, and that is people. He knew they would need air to breathe and water and land and food. Your Creator loves you very much, and he has filled this world with things to make you happy. Color and music and lovely birds and funny little pets and many delicious things to eat. One poet said, the world is so full of a number of things, I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings. God did all this because He loves you and me very much. He loved us and knew us and planned our lives before we were ever born. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. God is holy, perfectly good, and all His plans for you are good. You are His most special creation. And He was preparing the world for you and me as He filled the earth with all those wonderful plum, apple, peach, orange trees. Think of all the watermelon vines and grapevines and strawberry vines and all the nut trees. God also made many herbs and plants for medicine. On the fourth day, God said, Let there be lights to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights to give light upon the earth. What lights are these? It was our sun, moon, and stars. God made all the planets and more stars and galaxies than anyone could ever count. Our strongest telescopes only make us marvel more and more at our vast universe. Not only did God create all these wonders in the sky, but He also keeps them in their orbits and operating in perfect order even after thousands of years. God says He calls each of His stars by name. Perhaps you studied in your science classes how that our planet Earth is placed a perfect distance from the sun so that we can receive the sun's heat and light without the extreme of freezing to death or burning up. Did the Earth place itself at that exact distance? No, it was a loving Creator God, our super intelligent designer. Many people do not believe God's word, and they do very foolish things like worshiping the earth, Mother Earth, or sun, or trying to tell their future with the stars. God's word says we are not to worship the creature, the creation, but the Creator. We're to look to Him to guide our future and to save us and to help us. When we see the splendid things He has made, we sin. If we worship the things rather than the one who made them, we sin against our Creator God any time we think, say, or do things that do not please Him. God tells us the sad truth about all the people He has made, for all have sinned, Romans 3:23. If we continue in that sin, we must be separated from our holy Creator God forever. Do you think God wants you to be separated from Him forever? No. He wants you to enjoy heaven with Him forever, and He wants you to enjoy the things He's created here on earth also, but not to worship them. God said after each day of His creation, and God saw that it was good. The fifth day God spoke, and the sea creatures and birds were made. Think of all the many very different sea creatures and birds. Are you thinking of the tiny little shrimp and the great big whales? The octopus, ooh, and the sea anemone, oh, and what about the great eagles and the tiny little sparrows? God made them each to reproduce after their kind. On the sixth day, God spoke, and the creatures on land came forth, the great big dinosaurs, and the tiny little insects, the big black bears, and the little gray bunny rabbits. On the same day, God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Genesis 1:26-27. Then Genesis 2:7 says, And the Lord God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes, God made man on the same day as He made the animals, but God gave man a soul that would live forever. He made him very different from the animals. God made man in His image and gave him a soul that will last forever. He made us able to talk to Him and love and worship Him because He wants us to be with Him forever in heaven. But remember, we said that our sin separates us from God and His perfect heaven. That separation grieves God. but he has planned a way for us to have our sins forgiven, so that we could live with him forever. God planned that his perfect son, Jesus, who never sinned, would leave heaven and come to earth to pay for our sin. Jesus obeyed his Father and willingly came to earth to take our punishment for sin by dying on the cross. How much God and his Son Jesus loved us to pay such a price for you to be brought back to God. After Jesus rose from the dead, he went back to heaven. Now, when you believe on the Lord Jesus and you ask him to forgive your sin, he does just that. And you're brought back to God, no longer separated from him. You can enjoy God forever, just as he planned in the beginning. Of all the things God created in the beginning, people were the most special. You may have read or heard that dinosaurs lived millions of years before people. But God's word says that the great beast of the earth and people were created on the sixth day. The fossil record also shows us that people and dinosaurs lived at the same time. Scientists who believe the Bible call the fossil record God's photograph album, because all the fossils we see only remind us that God's word about creation is true. Many people now believe that one form of life changed over long periods of time into other completely different forms of life. But what does the fossil record show? We see plant and animal fossils, but we never see a fossil of one kind of animal changing into another kind. Scientists have observed small changes and variations within animal kinds, but never big changes such as a dog turning into a horse or an ape turning into a human. The truth that God tells us is that he created dogs, horses, apes, and humans all on the same day, and made them to reproduce after their kind. You have a wonderful, awesome God who knows you and loves you. He wants you to know how he created the world and everything in it. So he has given us his true book, the Bible. Many great scientists in the past and in the present believe God's word about creation. They say true science and the Bible never disagree. You can also trust the Bible's account of creation. Read it, believe it, and get to know your great Creator, the true and living God. Tell others about him. Have you had your sins forgiven so that you can enjoy your Creator God forever? That's why God sent the Lord Jesus, God's Son, into the world. Please go now to How to Be a Child of God, not just a creation of God. Follow those steps. That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.